be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Okay. Prayer list this morning. All right. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jolene Schrantz, Gladys Key and Dallas Key, and Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Lou Anna family. That's Frank.
Yeah, I don't know, Mom. He said he was fine, but she didn't go to church this morning. Said she thought she better stay there. So I couldn't tell. He looked, he never can tell. I can't. Well, that's just a sign.
Okay, we got Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Al, Addie. It's hard to say Addie. Okay, Heather Lee Moles, Lewis, Kelly, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa. Well, we're going to keep you on there. You still have a little problem with that shoulder injury. Okay, Wanda Dellinger. She's going to have surgery tomorrow on her hand wrist or something. She fell at work and broke it. Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Buff, Salvador? Is that right?
Who?
Salvador? Is that
Salvador.
Okay. And Teresa Smith. So let's remember all those. Anybody got anything you need to add to the list?
Me to take it out, Susan. Do I
tell
you that's
what she did? Yeah, we got her. Okay. What happened with her?
Her daughter had a baby. You know, it's one of the
people
with Dorothy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
We want to have her. Michael Cooley.
Anyone else?
Luis do much fail, but I want to keep him praying for him. My nephew and yours.
Okay.
He's near bail and bail every week.
All right. We'll remember all those. Okay. Anybody got anything on their heart this morning?
I just wanted to thank the Lord for saving. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings. For all his healing us, for watching after us, for everyone in this church, for my family, and thanking him for everything he does for us every day.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me. Not only for that, for everything, for all his blessings that he's blessed me with. I can never thank him enough for everything he's done. If I started now until the journey, I can never thank him for everything.
Amen.
I give God thanks for my salvation, for sending Christ to die on the cross. And of course, that's an everyday thing that we're conscious of, but we're distributing next Sunday. Holy Week is this week, and I just hope that he will give me what I need to remember every day, what Christ did for us.
Amen.
Anyone else? Okay, if not, all the candles come to pray. Oh, Heavenly Gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, today for your many blessings. Lord, we just pray, God, for each one of these prayer requests this morning. Each name that's on this list, Lord, the names on the piece of paper, just it's names to us, some of these people we know, some we don't. But Lord, I thank you this morning that you know each and every one of them. desires, you know their needs. God, we just pray, Lord, that you just reach down this morning and touch each and every one of them. Let them know that you still move in their heart. And Lord, we pray, God, be your will to touch and heal. And Lord, we pray this morning, God, for this church. Lord, that you bless it. We just thank you, God, for this place that you give us to be able to come and worship you. We thank you for these people that are so dedicated, Lord, to come and as part of this church. And God, we pray, Lord, that you help us this morning as we stand to break the bread of life. Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd help us, Lord, in every word that's spoke. Lord, that you would guide it, you would help us. And God, we pray, Lord, with all of our hearts. God, that you just be here with us this morning in spirit. And God, that you just move upon us, Lord, and help us in the needs that we need this morning. Lord, each and every one of us that's here this morning, we have a need. And God, we pray, Lord, that you take care of that need. Pray, Lord, that you'd just touch each and every one this morning and fill our hearts with joy and gladness. And God, we pray, Lord, for that world out there this morning is lost. That you'd save it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dulce, you can come and help us sing this morning if you like.
Well,
it ain't never stopped us. It ain't never stopped us.
Thank God for us professionals up here.
I sing from back here that I've worked y'all for.
I'm professional.
Do what?
She said none of us back here were professional singers. I told her I was a professional singer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it don't matter what color it is, they're all the same.
Oh, okay.
The inside's the same, but a little different on the outside. It's just...
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me what I know. No other fountain I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The way they line that up, it all runs together, and I miss the line. It's all crunched. You've got 370 at the bottom.
70?
370.
Yeah,
when you got three different prescriptions in your glasses, they'll turn your head around the way you lose it.
This is a good song. We do need this.
Yeah. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of my love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, on the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, on the glory. Revive us again. Oh, glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who was born on
great the Lord. in Christ shall come. We shall mark the liberation. And take me home, why joy shall fill my heart. Then I'll shall bow, and humble adoration. And then proclaim how great thou art. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. This is my soul, my Savior God to thee. Shackled by the heavy burden, needle of the guilt and chin. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me.
And on the frame, I can relate.
when I worry, is the every pain. Feel my deepest lonely, down and down again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart. Concentration is my everything. He's all I need.
Amen.
Got one, David? Joyce, you got a song this morning?
I don't think so.
Wishing y'all a happy Palm Sunday. It ain't exactly got a Palm Sunday message, but just keep in mind, you know, they were taking the same praises to the Lord. You know, they put down all the palm leaves and coats, and when it got them to the little colt and rode through parading him, praising him. Then a couple of days later, they're hollering, crucifying, crucifying. Mm-hmm. How quickly we can change.
Mm-hmm.
How quickly we can forgive. How quickly can we turn our backs on someone. Remember, Pilate didn't want to crucify him. Pilate wanted to turn him loose. Pilate couldn't find no cause.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? The religious bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's who crucified him.
Mm-hmm.
It might have forced the Romans into doing it, but it was by their voice. All right, this morning we're going to be in the book of James. Chapter 1, the book of James. James chapter 1, and I'm going to restart reading. I'm just going to read two verses, and then I'm going to pray, and then we'll go to grace. James chapter 1, verse 19. Chapter 1, verse 19.
I'm done.
Wherefore, my brother, beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Preacher, have you prayed for us?
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for letting us be here. Lord, we just thank you, my Father, that you blinded the Jews, Lord. They rejected you, Lord, and you come to us. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you that you care about us and love us and wanted us, Lord. And thank you for your perfect plan, Lord. And we just pray that you fill the preacher and anoint him, Lord, that you'd honor your word, Lord, and give us what you have for us this morning, that Jesus would get the glory. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. You know, I've got a dear friend, and, you know, she was talking to me one morning this week. I stopped at the store, and her husband was there eating breakfast, and they, on a farm, and in the last little while, the Lord has changed the direction of their farm. And like, you know, me, where I work and try to use my job to help people to, you know, whatever. Those is about the same way they take their farm and they use it to teach people, you know, how to live off of the land, and not necessarily off of land, but how to plant a garden. They provide a space and whatever. And they got classes and such, and they got a group that gets together and whatever. But she was a little bit... I'm going to say disappointed, not... kind of hurt or whatever. But anyway, the thing about it is, one of the people that is associated with them there, they also use it as a Christian base, teaching people about Christianity as well. You know, they're godly people. And they want to teach people about Jesus right along with, you know, I mean, how can you plant a garden and not, you know, see an opportunity to preach, you know, or teach? And, anyhow, one of them got offended because they're not a Christian and they didn't think that the, I don't know. And anyway, they wanted to pull away because they were not, they, you know, proclaimed atheists. And this person was offended by it because they were brought up in a Christian home, but the home was based on very strict religious, in other words, you know, I'm going to say this, Ad, I know you don't like it, but this is what it is. If you don't do right, God's going to kill you. You know, that kind of philosophy. And I don't agree with it. You know, God's a loving God. He don't want to kill us. He loves us. He wants us to learn, you know? And, you know, that has set this person in the mood where they don't want anything to do with God because they've never seen the love of God. They've always just seen the wrath. You understand what I'm saying, church? And you look here, what James is telling us here in the book of James, he's like, wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear. In other words, folks, sometimes people just need to talk. They need someone to listen. And that's something that I have found lately, that churches has gone away from. They don't listen. Christians don't want to listen. They always want to give the advice, but they don't want to listen to what the problem is. You know what I mean? And, you know, with this situation, that when different people tell her, well, if she wants to pull away, just, you don't need her. But that woman or person needs to be seen that there's more to God than just straightening you out. They need to see the love of God. I'm going to tell you something. I've got a wonderful, loving God. He is so sweet.
He is.
He listens. And you know, here he's saying, be swift to hear. Listen. Listen. Listen to what people are telling you. Sometimes it's just best for us to sit there and listen and keep our mouths shut and listen. You know, when you're praying and you're done the talking, you know what God's doing? Lord God's listening. He's hearing your heart. He's hearing you cry out or speak out to Him.
Amen.
He's listening. Every word that you say is important to Him.
Amen.
And we as Christians need to be led by that example. To listen without judgment, without an opinion, but listen. You'd be surprised. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know the one thing I miss the most about my dad? He was the one person that I could go to and talk to and listen. He didn't give advice too much unless I asked him. But he listened. Now, many of those years he was listening with a beer in his hand, but he still listened. Then after God reached him, I'm sure when I left, he started praying. Know you. But he listened to you. And I miss that. Being able, I mean, that old building that's down there behind our house, it was his little, I guess they call them man caves now. But you know, he had it fixed up down there. It's full of junk now. Good to get in there and listen if you wanted to. But you know, he listened. And as Christians, that's what we need to do, is listen. And what was on my friend's heart was that she listened. And she was wanting to make the right move. Her thought was, this woman needs to be shown that God loves. He loves each and every one of us. When I was out there doing the devil's work, he still loved me. And when I got to the place where I had nowhere to go, he listened. Goes on to say, slow speak. So many times, church, we want to speak out without listening to what the person, we want to give advice. We want, you know, it's a goodness in our hearts that we want to help people. We want to give them the best advice ever. But sometimes, we just need to slow down before we speak. In our mind, say, Lord, this person has come to me. Yeah, you can do it. You can pray right there in front of them without them even knowing you're praying. And say, Lord, I need for you to give me what this person needs, or else put somebody there that can. If I'm not the right person, just let me listen and maybe show them the right person to go to. Sometimes you might need to say, you need to talk to a pastor. Or you need to talk to this person. Yeah. I might not be exactly the one that's qualified. And again, you might be the perfect one. But before we go opening our big mouths and saying and giving advice on stuff that we should, or without praying about it, now, right there is the key. A lot of times we want to give advice to somebody without praying and asking God. Mm-hmm. Lord, show me, tell me, point me in a direction that's going to be a blessing and a help to this person. For them to open their eyes. For the, you know, in that case, let this person see your love. That even though they were brought up in this situation where all they seen was the wrath of God and not the love, let them see that love in me. Let me be the one to show the kindness. Let me be the one to show them that God loves. Give me the words to say. Amen. So many times we want to, and it's not that we're bad people. It's just sometimes we open our mouths before we think, and I'm going to be honest with you, church, I've done that right here in this pulpit. Opened my mouth and said things that was hurtful and hurt people and didn't need, and don't even know what it was. Don't know how to apologize for it. Don't know how to make it better. Other than just ask the Lord to lay upon that person's heart that I'm sorry. Amen. But you know, God is a God of love. I mean, when you look in the Word of God, it says God is what? Love. Mm-hmm. It don't say that He is a God of, you know, I'm going to take you out and beat you to death. Every time you do something wrong, He's a God of love. You know, swift to hear, listen, slow to speak. Speak when God has given you what needs to be said. And the one is probably the hardest on all of us. Slow to wrath. In other words, somebody does you wrong, God, take care of it. Just kill him if you have to. Right there is three characteristics of the flesh. You don't listen. You open your big mouth when you ain't supposed to. Not when I say you, I mean all of us. That includes the preacher. We don't want to listen, but the what, just only what we want to hear. We open our big mouths when we should keep them shut. And we want God's wrath on everybody that don't agree like we do. Folks, that ain't showing the love of God. Next Sunday, we're going to be celebrating Resurrection Day. You know, the day that our Lord and Savior, this coming Friday, will be Good Friday. And I'm going to be honest with you, the only thing that I can see good about that is it was a way for me to get into God's graces. You know, that's the way I was saved. You know, why they call it Good Friday? They killed me. They murdered me. My Savior. That's the day He died on that old rugged cross for me. To rise on that third day and to make an atonement for my sin. And all this flesh wants to do is be mean. When all God has ever done for us is to show us love. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I can't go through a day, a single day, when I don't see where God has shown me His love. You know, I get up every morning, you know, when I see her. You know, when I talk. Look, I do. I go in there about every morning. And I wake her up to make sure she's okay. And I kiss her and tell her I love her. And I'm going to tell you something. God tells me every day He loves me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is a God of love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He don't want to beat you to death.
Mm-hmm.
And some... And there's folks in the world out there today that is all they've ever seen of God is punishment or an excuse. You know, it's somebody scaring somebody into redemption. If you don't do the way that I want you to do this, God's going to do this. Or God's going to do that. And there's so many people that has turned away from God today because of that. And the only way folks that they're going to see any difference is they're going to have to see it through our love for them. For them, they can't see God's love on their own. They're going to have to see it through us. And forgiving. And boy, we have a hard time forgiving. There's things down through, you know. But we have to. I mean, the Lord says, if you don't forgive your brother his trespasses, then I can't forgive you yours. And, you know, there's people in our lives. I know there's people that probably just hates to hear my name because of something I might have done to them in my past when I was lost. But I pray that the Lord will reach their hearts and show them, even if I never meet them again. That they can have love for me because I have love for them. And for us to show love toward these people, compassion, feel what they feel, and try to show them the love of God through ourselves, that they can get to a point in their life where they can again love God and see His love, and not that He is some being out here that just wants to force His will. God ain't forcing Himself on anyone. He offers Himself. He offered His Son. He's offering Himself to show His love, His kindness, His grace. And you know, I believe this morning, that's one reason why we have a world of lost people. That all they want to see is the wrath of God and not the love. We need to see that love, and we need to show that love. God is a God of love. He is love. I believe in the dictionary where it says the word love, out beside of it, the first definition ought to be G-O-D. God, you know, love is more than an emotion. Love is God. It is God. Not wrath. Not punishment, but love. That is what God is love. And folks, that's what we need to be showing the world out there today. Exactly what He is, love. And how do we do that? By listening to those ones that need to be listened to. Speak when God gives you the words to speak. And not pray for wrath upon this person because they've done something wrong or something that you might feel is wrong. But pray for them that God will give them the grace and mercies to help them through whatever it is they're going through. Pray for someone to receive grace and mercy and compassion from God. For them to feel the love of God. Amen? You know what I think our world needs more than anything else in the world? Is more love. And what did I just tell you that I believe the definition of love is? God. It needs more God. Less devil. More God. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, church, really, truly, we need to be a praying, not only for these people that has lost their way, but to pray that our world will be overtaken by the love of God.
Amen.
That's all I have today. Does anybody got anything on your heart?
Well, I just want to thank the Lord for His love to me. Even when I have to, He still loves me. A lot of things I don't understand. But
pray for Christy. She's supposed to go back to the hot doctor. Tuesday. Oh, by the way, for the ones of you, I didn't tell her. Thank you, Christina. It's having a boy.
Thanks, God.
So that's what man says. You know, God ain't made the decision yet. The camera might be seeing things that ain't there. But as far as we know, it's a boy. Alright. CJ, you pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for the day we give to God. Remember, sure, family.
come and see me this week, okay? I love you, my darling. You take care of me. Yes. Uh-huh.